Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, we need to try and understand what on earth has gone on and is going on with this Russian thing. Did we or didn't we? I love how the South African government is disappointed. They're disappointed. Well, of course they're disappointed. Imagine how we feel as South Africans. Anyway, Peter Fabricius is an independent journalist. He's an analyst on a foreign policy issue. Peter, very good morning to you. I hope you're well. What on earth is going on here? Did we? Didn't we? What is happening?
Yeah, well, actually... If I knew, I'd be probably in danger of my life. I don't know really. I mean, as you know, the U.S. ambassador, you know, I mean, there've been rumors for some time. Americans suspected that we'd loaded arms onto this cargo ship, the Lady R, in sometime in December, and then, quite surprisingly to me at least, the U.S. ambassador, Reuben Brigety, just put it out there on the table in public last week. And of course, that's caused a huge storm of diplomatically, economically, and so on. And the president has subsequently announced a kind of, I suppose you could call it a judicial commission. Well, not really, but it's a retired judge who would be heading it.
Yeah, but that says to me that we don't really ever want to get to the bottom of it. I mean, we dust somebody off, drag them out of retirement, and say we're going to have why do we need an inquiry? Just look at the manifest.
Yeah.
You know, every vessel has a manifest. What does the manifest say? Did we or didn't we?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, we haven't. I wonder actually if there is a manifest. You know, this is the problem, because there was something very clandestine going on there. We've heard that the Navy was not even given a look in, even though it's a naval harbor. That arms corps arrived with some logistics company and its own guards, and everybody else get out of our way, and then the operation took place. Now, I think the South African government is keeping open the possibility that it might have been a kind of private rogue criminal operation, because they've said very categorically, quote unquote, no official approval was given, but they haven't ruled out the possibility of something else. So even with on the official approval side, you know, this thing called the National Conventional Arms Control Committee, which has to approve all arms imports and exports, you know, from and to South Africa. There's some slightly unclear bits in it, you know, that's in some of the reports, annual reports, which haven't fully been explained. So the whole thing is extremely fuzzy. I agree with you. I think that maybe Reuben Brigety may have just decided, look, this judicial inquiry, which it was only announced afterwards, that the government suggested that it had been on the cards for a while. And he's just been in Washington with Mufamadi's delegation, meeting all these U.S. officials and congresspeople. So maybe he knew about it, and maybe he decided, look, this is just kicking the can down the road, so let's just get it out there, you know.
Yeah, because once again, there definitely does seem to be frustration on the U.S. side. It was the same as with that terror alert, where the sense of it is that the South African government were doing nothing about it, and then at some point, the Americans had to say, okay, you know, we need to deal with this. If you're not going to deal with it, we are. And then the South African government gets upset that this is what's happening. But it definitely comes out of a position of, I think, frustration, surely.
I don't know about definitely. I mean, to me, nothing's definite here, but that is at least a possibility. You know, there are quite a few people asking the question now, is Reuben Brigety a loose cannon? Did he just sort of fire off without going to Washington? And most people that I've spoken to who know him say that would be quite uncharacteristic of him, that he's quite a disciplined, you know, a career diplomat, he's an ex-naval officer, etc. So, but who knows? But, I guess we will come to know that, because if he really did just go off on his own, then there might be some consequences for him from Washington.
So but that's interesting what you're saying, because that's how we'll know. We won't know from our side, and we won't know the truth because, and we can already see that it's been so muddied already since this announcement that we have no idea by the end of it what our own names are, let alone if there was a vessel in Simonstown.
Look, I mean, clearly what has to happen now is that other people, media included, have to investigate this thing as well. But in the end, we probably don't quite have the, well, maybe we do, depending on who leaks to us, but we don't have, obviously, anything like the same resources the government has, or for that matter, perhaps even the U.S. has. So what's going to, I'm sure what's going to happen here, if this inquiry starts to disappear off the radar, then I think we're going to start to see, you know, maybe more U.S. providing information. I don't know.
Yeah. The question, of course, is it's not an incident in a vacuum. We've already seen military operations. We've seen South Africa already being called out internationally for never condemning the Russian invasion of Ukraine, despite their protestations that they're neutral, their behavior and actions are anything but. This does fit very, very comfortably within what we are seeing in terms of behavior from the South Africans.
Yeah, look, you're right in a way, but it was also, of course, a very definite step into a new realm in a way. I mean, the other actions, could be said to be sympathetic, which they are, and so on, naval exercises, etc. And you could say joint naval exercises helps to make the Russian military more efficient in doing the nasty work it's doing in Ukraine, etc. Mm. But, I mean, to actually provide arms would blow South Africa's argument that it's non-aligned and neutral right out of the water. So that's why this one particular incident is so uniquely important.
The other question, of course, is why Russia would need to be buying arms from South Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, how desperate are they? Who's next? Lesotho, buying from Swaziland. What does it say about the Russian state of affairs?
Well, you know, that argument, of course, cuts both ways. Some people are saying that they don't really believe that we sold Russia weapons precisely because, as you say, we've got nothing that they would particularly want. It's now beginning to look, you know, in some of these, I mentioned earlier, some of these NCAACC reports, their suggestions of sort of aviation systems, fighting systems. Some, you know, Danel has produced some kind of expertise in certain niche areas. I couldn't for the life of me tell you whether those are the sort of things that Russia can't do itself. I mean, that's another whole dimension. But that might be, you know, where there might be some kind of use to Russia of our military output. On the other hand, what Bigoty said was weapons and ammunition. But, I mean, I suppose that's quite a broad definition.
Absolutely.
And there had been some suggestion before of rocket propellers. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been firing off zillions of rockets at poor old Ukraine, and, I mean, it's possible that they need all the rocket propellers they can get. I don't know.
Right. And then, of course, we saw the apology of some sort by Reuben Brigitte, where he apologized for his comment. But we have no idea if that's just diplomacy and what that really means either, do we?
Yeah, because the apology, of course, was conveyed in a statement from our side, from the government side. He himself just tweeted something clearly bland and said that he wanted to clear up any, you know, misimpressions, which his remarks might have created, which is not quite an apology. I mean, maybe he did apologize, but you know, if he did, it doesn't necessarily mean that
it means very little. Exactly.
Doesn't mean he's recanting the allegations. It might mean I'm sorry that I went public and embarrassed you, but you know,
and
of course the inquiry continues supposedly. So I mean, it's not like he says, oh, sorry, I withdraw these allegations, and so that's the end of the story.
Right. Put the judge back into retirement. That's where we leave it. Very interesting. Peter Fabricius, who is an independent journalist and an analyst on foreign policy issues.